Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 1580 The Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Phone number to join, 310-840-4910. Before we get to, before we go streaking, Brad, you've got a tweet from a listener, and then we've got a phone call that I'd like to get to, so... What are you getting on the old Twitter machine?
Yeah, Wondrous ATX hit me up at Noisy Huevos on the X or the Twitter. And he says, quote, it is crazy the NFL is going to have a Wednesday game during Thanksgiving week, end quote. So I think that's kind of a popular sentiment, Pat. A lot of people, kind of taken aback that there is a Wednesday game. But, man, it's a downright ridiculous one. With the Packers taking on the Rams in the City of Angels. I ain't hate it.
No, look, I love it. And I said it before. Give me the Thanksgiving Eve over the Black Friday any freaking day of the week. I'm not a frat house joy boy that's 22 years old looking to relive my college glory days of 24 years old. I mean, I had some of my friends that were like 26 still going. They're like, oh, you guys going to KC's tonight? I'm like, dude, you got to get a family. Get
or get a job. You know,
start a family. Do something. No, don't get a job. Who works on Thanksgiving Eve? But it's like, get a family or start a family. You're too old to be going back with a bunch of 21, 22-year-olds, man. Like, give it up. Retire. Hang up the jersey. No more Thanksgiving Eve for you. So I'll take a game on Thanksgiving Eve. Black Friday, I want to be putting up decorations. I want to be putting up Christmas lights, Christmas trees, holiday lights, all that stuff. I got stuff to do. I can't be bothered with a freaking game in the middle of the afternoon. All right. I said my piece. Let's get to a phone call here. 310-840-4910. Dave is next up in Tampa, wants to weigh in on James Harden, whether or not he thinks that James Harden has turned over a new leaf or if the worst is yet to come. Dave is on line one, next up on BetMGM Tonight. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. I've been watching the NBA since the 72 Knicks, and I normally follow teams, but I'm kind of following players now, like Westbrook and Harden. But give me your feedback on this. All the negativity coming on Harden, I just love his game. You know, even to right now, and I understand a lot of the people's negativities, what mostly in the playoffs, but the guy's one of the best shooters in the game ever.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dave, have you ever seen him in a Game 6 or a Game 7?
Gosh, now that you mention it, I don't know.
Are you trolling or are you being serious?
No, I'm being serious. At my age, I get a little bit of a forgetfulness, but just following his career, all I know is I remember he's had careers where he averaged, you know, close to 30 points a game.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. But, and here's the thing, and I appreciate the call, Dave. James Harden is one of the greatest regular season scorers of all time. He's a part of the All-NBA 75 team. He's a Hall of Famer. He's been to the playoffs 17 straight years. The end of series is why James Harden gets so much criticism. James Harden has the most Game 7 appearances with different teams in NBA history. He's been in a Game 7 with six different franchises. He also has 45 playoff games where he had as many or more turnovers than made field goals, okay? And also, historically, in Game 7s, he is terrible. And even in Game 6, Game 6 James Harden teams are 4-13 in his career, and he's been the best player on most of those, okay? And in the last five game sixes that James Harden has played, his teams are 1-4. He's averaged under 17 points per game, and he shoots 37% from the field with 23% from deep. Those are the last five game sixes James Harden has played, where it's either one team's facing elimination. Most of the time, it's been his teams. And in game sevens, if we get there, his numbers are just as bad, if not worse. That's why he gets so much criticism. And that's why I don't think we're going to see James Harden turn over a new leaf. I think he's due for another terrible game, whether it's in a game six that maybe Detroit just plays really great. James Harden doesn't play all that bad, but then it's game seven. Like, I'm telling you, if all of a sudden in one of these, if Detroit wins game six and James Harden doesn't play terribly in that one, and there's a game seven and you see James Harden with 6 points going into the fourth quarter, and you're like, wow, this is pretty surprising. It's not. It's happened so many times. It's bound to happen again.
Yep. I totally concur. Captain, we got to get to streaking. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time.
Yes, we do. And before we do that, I'm going to give you this from our friends at BetMGM. Crack. That's the sound of the bat hitting the baseball and a reward being dropped into your account. Take a swing each day in our free-to-play game. If you get a hit, you'll score a reward depending on whether your hit was a single, double, triple, or home run. This game is exclusively available at BetMGM. And here's how it works. You play as the batter and select an area of the strike zone. If you get a hit, you win a prize. You could win a $50 bonus bet, an odds boost token, a parlay boost token, or a same-game parlay boost token. That being said, it's time. Let's go streaking.
We won a game yesterday. We win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
We're going streaking! Yes!
All right, we go around the crew, and everybody picks one batter to get a hit. Here's our record so far since we started this segment just over a month ago. I am 18 out of 25. Brad is 13 out of 21. Combs is 17 out of 25. And Monty, our video producer, Michael Montgomery, the owner and operator of batters-box.com. Don't call it the hyphen or call it the hyphen. Monty is 20 out of 23. And he's got the longest active streak right now with three in a row. So I'll get us going here. I went with a Brave last night, Ozzie Albies. Great numbers against lefties. Didn't come through. I'm going back to another Atlanta Brave. Sorry, Combs. I'm picking somebody to get one hit off your Cubbies. Give me Drake Baldwin, the reigning rookie of the year, the catcher in the leadoff spot tonight for Atlanta. Against Ben Brown on the mound, only two career at-bats against him. Doesn't have a hit. That's okay. Drake Baldwin hitting .295 this season. He's on a five-game hitting streak. He's got a hit in 10 of his last 12 games, and he actually has better splits against lefties, even though he bats lefty, but that's okay. He's hitting .278 against righties. Again, top of the order, guy that's a hit machine, Drake Baldwin. Just get me a knock, will you? Brad, who are you going with?
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm going to go with Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals taking on the Chicago White Sox. Witt has got a hit 11 of his last 12 games. Batting .478 in his last seven. Ridiculous. .324 against LHPs. He's got to face the lefty and Anthony Kay, who's got a 44% hard hit rate this season. Bobby Witt, take me streaking to one.
There you go. All right, Combs, you've got a little streak going. You're looking to make it two in a row. Who are you rocking with tonight?
With Mikel Garcia, 10 hits in his last 10 games against the White Sox. Dude can hit lefties. Let's go with Mikel Garcia.
All right, and finally, the owner of the hyphen. We go to Monty to try to make it four in a row. He's got the longest streak on this show that ever was. Again, we've only been doing it for a month, and Monty started off a perfect 14 for 14. Looking to make it four in a row active. Monty, who are you going with?
Give me the guy I started this streak with on Monday, Rafael Devers. Elite matchup tonight against Emmett Sheehan in L.A. I have his ISO and hard contact increasing by at least 20% in this matchup. Sheehan is allowing 46% hard contact and a 15% barrel rate to lefties this season. Both of those are very high. And Devers started out really slow, but he's on fire in May, hitting .366 with a 1.133 OPS. and a great trend here in 215 games with an elite rating. He's getting a hit 69% of the time. And I believe he went deep on Monday when I started the streak. So I think he might go deep again tonight.
Ooh.
Wow. You know, when Monty picks his guy, yeah, he often calls his shot. He really does.
He does.
And let's see, Bobby Witt did homer on Tuesday. They were off on Monday. He homered on Tuesday. He homered yesterday. He's homered in two straight games and three out of his last four and four out of his last six. So that's a good time to get on him. He's got a .306 average, clearly rounding into MVP form.
That's my guy, Pat. Thank you very much, by the way. Are you mentioning Devers? Because Bobby Witt's on fire.
Oh, that's my fault. That's my fault. I think we still have, I think, you know, when Monty goes,
mine too.
He normally, he'll normally put his guy up on the screen after. And so I looked at the screen, I saw Bobby Witt, and I just thought Bobby Witt. But yes, I think Devers did go deep as well.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Every time.
He did go deep on Monday. You're right, Monty. And he's actually got a hit in four straight games, and like, wow, he's on quite the freaking heater right now. He's only got one game without a hit since April 30th, and it was on Saturday against Pittsburgh. Other than that, he's had a hit in every single game for like two straight weeks. Wow.
That's right.
All right, and Brad, if you want to take all four of our guys, Drake Baldwin, Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia, and Rafael Devers, and you want to parlay them together, what are those odds for each of those guys to get a hit on BetMGM?
Oh, cool. Plus 320. Fade or follow, that is up to you.
By the way, remember, you bought at the Sledgehammer last night for Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. I mean, talk about an easy one. 4-0 win, Shohei, 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Cy Young? Cy Young, anybody? Cy Young? We still think it's going to be Skeens? All right.
All Skeens,
we come
Skeens,
back.
Skeens.
We're going to talk some puck with the puck daddy himself. Greg Wyshynski will join us next to talk Stanley Cup playoffs and a massive Thursday night for the cup. That's coming up next, right here on BetMGM Tonight.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save money on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. We can recommend all the oil change supplies you need. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, and now we're customizing this rush hour ad to keep you calm, which could help your driving. And science says therapy is great for a healthy mindset, so enjoy this 14-second session on us. I think you've done everything right and absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, anything that hasn't gone your way could probably be blamed on your father not being emotionally available because his father wasn't emotionally available, and so on. And now that you're calm and healing, you're probably driving better too.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is 1580 The Bet.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.